The boat bay at Coast Guard Station Juneau looks like a small auto shop. Same high ceilings, same polished concrete floor. But there are no cars inside, or boats. Instead, there's a towering pile of paper towels, tables loaded with diapers and dog food, and about a dozen men and women in dark blue uniforms or Coast Guard hoodies, hauling boxes and arranging goods.
Kind of all hands on deck here.
Queen Uin is the Coast Guard's property officer for all of Alaska. He's also the president of the Juneau chapter of the Chief Petty Officers Association, a nonprofit that supports Coast Guard families. Right now, Nguyen says, a lot of Coast Guard families are hurting because of the shutdown. The Department of Defense is fully funded through this September, but the Coast Guard falls under a different department, Homeland Security. So most Coast Guard civilian employees are on furlough, and active duty members are working without pay. They got their last paychecks on December 31st. Nguyen's organization recognized that Juneau already has plenty of food pantries.
And we thought, what else could we help members with? And we came up with consumable items.
What does that mean, consumables?
Consumable is like your day-to-day use items, like laundry detergent, maybe Ziploc bags, toiletries.
So that's how the boat bay became a pop-up consumables pantry. Donations have come from Fred Meyers and Rainbow Foods, and Nguyen is hoping for more. In addition, financial donations will help them buy specific items requested by service members. Earlier this week, the Coast Guard's top official, Commandant Carl Schultz, released a video on Facebook. In it, he thanks his shipmates for their continued service. But, he says, members of the armed forces should not be expected to shoulder this burden.
I remain heartened by assistance available to you within the lifelines and by the outpouring of support from local communities across the nation. But ultimately, I find it unacceptable that Coast Guard men and women have to rely on food pantries and donations to get through day-to-day life as service members.
Nguyen's organization shared the video on their Facebook page. They may agree it's unacceptable, but still, they see the need in Juneau. So for as long as they have anything to give, and as long as the government stays closed, the pantry will be open. In Juneau, I'm Zoe Gruskin.